It's an honor, a privilege I don't take for granted to be here again this morning. Praise the Lord. I want to thank everybody for being here that have supported my kids. Hallelujah. My little angels and the big ones. Praise the Lord. The distinct, I appreciate you guys so much, more than words can tell. You know what? I should go up, go shine for Jesus. I said, go shine for Jesus. Be his ambassador. Do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wherever you go. Because in college, there are professors who are there. Their whole purpose, their whole agenda is to derail you from the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. They will teach you evolution. They will teach you everything contrary to the word. And if it was at all possible, you may want to believe them. But there's only one God. There's no evolution. God spoke and he stood fast. He said, thou son, this is your position. And it was so. Amen. He created man. He gave them the Garden of Eden. And he gave them a wife. He didn't give Steve Adam. He gave Adam. Say, behold, this is Eve, not Steve. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I know our time is far spent. If I have to break my exhortation to us into two, I will do that. But let us acknowledge him first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord and my King, we stand in awe of you. We thank you for making us part of your plan at such a time as this. For counting us among the living. We thank you. It means you are not done with us yet. It means we still have hope. Despite our failures. Sometimes we fall over and we think it's over. But Lord, you keep lifting us up. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, as you break the word to us this morning, open our hearts. Open my heart. Lord, let me decrease to nothingness. Lord, that you may be lifted up. I pray in the name of Jesus. Break thou the bread of life to us, O Lord. Let your word be ministered with faith in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Lord and our King. Thank you for your death on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that you so much loved us. You so much loved us. You left heaven to come dwell with mortal man, to come dwell with the scum of the earth. Thank you, Lord, for lifting us up to your level when we could not come down to your level. When we could not come up to your level, you lifted us up and brought us up to your level. So wherefore we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Should there be any praise? Should there be any thank you? Should there be any glory? There's no glory but save in the cross of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Lord and my King. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have a note card here from Paul. Had his graduation yesterday. He says the Tukodo families wish, the entire Tukodo family, wish to thank you for your presence, gifts, prayers at our son's graduation. Also to thank everyone that did not show up but sent their spirits to cover up. We understand that we have tight times and schedules and things to do. May God bless you all. Amen. Paul, we're proud of you. Paul graduated yesterday with a MBA. Paul, hallelujah. Come on, stand up. Amen. I love that young man. He's so humble. Seriously, so there's hardly anything you tell Paul to do, he will do it. Thank you. I say thank you on behalf of GMI Church. We appreciate you. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. My discussion this morning, I'll have to break this into two if you don't mind. Next time I'm up here, we'll go to part two. I was, took me a while to deliberate praying what the Lord would have me share with his people, because it's not something you take for granted when you have to stand before God's children. I don't take it for granted at all. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. Indeed. After waiting, here's what I got inspired to share with us. And yes, coincidentally yesterday, I was in the building and Sister Precious made a remark. She said, Bro Peter, I left, there are some chairs over there. Please don't remove them. She said, because I noticed that you're always moving things around and putting them. So I didn't know, anybody takes notice of that. I love things you put where they belong. So she made that comment. I just said, my goodness. So you look at this as a character of mine. So I just kept it in my head. I said, well, thank you. There are a few other things. So today, character. Breach of promise or fulfillment. Character. Breach of promise or fulfillment. Let's first define the word character. According to a dictionary, it says character, the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Would you say that's correct? That's what dictionary said. There are certain other words, synonyms, you could use in place of character. Somebody calls a brother, a sister now, there's something that distinguishes them in your mind. You may not be able to put it in words, but Sister Precious was able to put it in words, one aspect of my character that she had observed. Somebody may look at somebody else and say, oh, this is his character. So there are characters peculiar to each and every one of us. Amen? It's true. If you don't have a microphone or you don't have to spread the news, you may know somebody who unfortunately talks a whole lot. If you tell that person, that information is going to spread around the whole city. In our African culture, something is called amebo. So I'm bringing out a viewpoint. Let our character be that other people would love to emulate. Can somebody say amen? Let our character be such that people say, I want whatever you got. I want it. What gets you excited? I want it. What keeps you smiling? I want it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So, a character or characters can break a home, a church, a corporation, or even a nation. Would you agree with me? It can lead to one's untimely demise. It can lead to a destruction of one's destiny. This matter of character. It could lead also to a breach of God's promise. It has consequences. Personal consequences. Consequences to the family. Not just you. Could have consequences in the church. Let us do all we can to align our character with the word of God. Amen. I'm going to look at certain
folks in the Bible, what their characteristics, what they were tagged. First of all, I'm going to bring some of the one or two. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 25. 1 Samuel chapter 25. This is the story of Nabal and his wife, Abigail. David was being chased around by Saul and was running from pillar to post. You can read the whole of Samuel. I'm not going to read everything. And David had watched this man's cattle, his sheep in the jungle. His name is Nabal. He was a very, very wealthy man. Very wealthy man. While David was running from Saul, he kept this man's sheep while they were in the jungle and everything. And then suddenly David ran out of supplies for his men. So he said, I remember this guy, Nabal. We took care of his sheep. Nothing got lost. We protected his sheep with his shepherds and all his men that work with him. Say, please go talk to him for me. He sent a few of his men. Go talk to him for me. Say, please tell him, can you give us some food? We need some food. And what happened? Nabal replied him very, very, in a very bad way. He said to him, verse 11, shall I take my bread and my water and my flesh that I've killed for my shearers and give unto your men, whom I know not whence they are? So the men came back and reported to David. Said, this is what this man said. David was wroth. And he told his men, he said, you know what? Go and deal with this man. And he went. On his way, Abigail told the men. He said, please, just hold on. And this was her description of her husband. Verse 25. When he got to David, she made haste, prepared food and everything. The man was drunk with, gone to sleep and just drunk. So she made haste, made food, everything he needed. She made haste and went to give it to David. And she knelt down before him, said, please, my Lord, because David had determined to wipe them out. So he said, please, my Lord, look at verse 25. He said, let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial. That was her husband. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men, my Lord, when they came, whom you did send. By the wisdom of this woman, the whole family was saved. And she said, I'm just bringing a viewpoint. This man had a character about him that was foolish. He was abrasive. He didn't give a hoot about anybody. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. I said, that will not be your portion. Because in this world, a tree does not make a forest. We all need each other. Can someone say amen? I don't care how rich you are. There are certain things a rich man cannot do or he doesn't want to do. Praise the Lord. So that was his character. And because of her swift intervention, this foolish man was saved and his family. Unfortunately for him, the wife told him what she just did, how he saved his life. He collapsed
and had a heart attack and died right there. That's what happened to him. So, what am I saying? This man's character brought an end to his life just because he had his foolish character, abrasive nature about him. Praise the Lord. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. I said that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. We look at another person. I'll leave that. There are so many sad cases like that, but let's look at another case. The Shunammite woman. This was a good story. 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Elisha the prophet passed by this town of Shunem several times. And then this Shunammite woman, she was wealthy, her husband was wealthy and everything. So each time this man of God was passing by, he would prepare food for him, take him in, relax and everything. Then, please, down the road you could read the whole scriptures for all our younger ones though. One day he was passing through, prepared food, and then she turned around. What character, how would you qualify that woman's character? She was hospitable. Amen? Hospitality was her nature. She took care of God's servant. She went beyond that. She told her husband, "See, I've been seeing this man around. We've been taking care of him. Let's build a little chalet for him." So she went beyond just feeding him. She built a little, what do you call those things? Everything self-contained quarters for him. So that when he could come and rest. And then the man of God said, "Wow, this woman that doesn't know me from Aram, so to speak, she's taking good care of me. Not just take care of me, she built a house, a little chalet for me to rest my head and what have you." Called his servants, Gehazi, said, "What shall we do to this woman? What does she need?" The woman said, "Do you want me to talk to the king for you? Can I be a mouthpiece for you? Is there any connection you need?" The woman said, "Hey, I'm with my own people. I know everybody. My husband's here. We have all the connection." Then the servant said, "Listen." You know, the servant said to Elisha, "There's something this woman needs. This woman has been married for so long. She has no issue. Her hospitality pulled heaven down to meet her at her point of need." Can somebody say amen? I say, may your hospitality, may your character cause heaven to come down on your behalf in the name of Jesus. And that's exactly what happened to her. The man of God said, "According to the seasons of life, you will bear a child." The woman said, "What are you talking about? Don't lie to me, man of God. Serious matter, serious matter. My husband is already very old. What are you talking about?" But guess what? The words that we speak is based on their life. He said, if you take a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. The woman, according to time of life, she gave birth to a baby. Her character brought heaven, destiny down, and met her at her point of need. Can somebody say amen? I'm saying to us, young and old alike, let your character stand no matter what else is happening around us. Praise you, the Lord. A man once said, the measure of a man's character is measured by what he would do if he knew that nobody would find out.
If you did something and you knew nobody would find out, what would you do? That is the measure of your character. Some people have offices and they use their office for gain, to the betterment of themselves and their cronies. Would we live for Jesus even if nobody else would? If you are taking an exam, young ones, and nobody knows, the teacher is not around, would you do this? Your character. Praise the Lord. One other person, that was a gentleman by Macaulay, is a politician, British politician and a writer. Another person, Abigail Van Buren, she said the best index to a person's character is how he treats people who can't do him any good and how he treats people who can't fight back. Think about it. How you treat people who can't do you any good and then people who can't fight back. If you had all the power in your hands, what would you do? Would you execute judgment with mercy? Or would you wipe off all your enemies? Jesus taught us, he said, love your enemies. It's hard to love somebody who is daily trying to undermine who you are. Yes or yes? No, maybe you've not been there. I know some people who have been there. They take one step and this person is there to just sabotage them. Have you been in the office? It's hard to pray for such a one. But God commands you and I to be like him. Amen? And pray for them. You know, there's a point in time in which you pray for your enemy. You literally almost start crying for them. Like Stephen being stoned, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They have no idea. Jesus said the same thing. Praise ye the Lord. I have only a few more minutes. Now we're going to look at another character. Joseph. Joseph. And I'll leave it there. Next time I have an opportunity, we'll go to part two. Joseph, a lot of us know the story. Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. Joseph was loved of his father. He had a dream. Gift of dreams and interpretation. All of us know the story? If you know the story, say, yes, I do. Amen. So I won't read all the story. What happened to Joseph? Long story short, because of these dreams he kept having, said, you see his brothers do this and do this, he was sold into slavery. Amen? He was sold to the Midianites as a slave. How old was he when he got sold into slavery? He was 17 years old. How many 17-year-olds are here? 17, 18-year-old? 17? Lift your hand. Let me see. Can you imagine, Lincoln, at 17, your mom, dad, nobody's around. And you sold. Where to, you don't know. What would you do? I'll cry my eyes out. I remember my first day in going to secondary school. I was 11 years old. When they dropped me in the dormitory, in the school, those of us who went to boarding schools, hey, after everybody has gone, you will cry. You cry. And then one school, one dormitory captain, who becomes the boss, he starts pouncing around and commanding you and stuff like, hey, you remember home. Say, hey, man. Where's mommy? Where's daddy? I want my mommy. I want my daddy. I want my mom. This guy at 17 years old was sold into slavery and taken into a country. He had no idea what happened to him just because of a gift, just because he had a dream. But his character, listen to this. He got sold. And then he got bought by Potiphar. Potiphar was what? He was like, the best way I could describe him was like he was a captain. Maybe he was the defense minister. Would that be right, man of God? He was a captain of Pharaoh's army. He was able to afford to buy another human being. So he wasn't poor by any chance. Would you agree with me? Hallelujah. But guess what? The blessing of the Lord kept following him. The favor of the Lord didn't depart from him. He loved the Lord at a very early age. And he decided to follow Jesus. Praise the Lord. When he was sold, oh boy. Sometimes things happen to you. You said, Lord, why me? But God was setting him up. It was a setup. Sometimes the people that are important to bringing about your destiny, they look like enemies. But he was bringing him up. He was stage managing him. God doesn't play dice with your life and my life. He knows what he's doing if we live and give our lives to him. Can you say amen, somebody? Have you decided to follow? Do you know him? Not because you're coming to church. Do you know that you know that you know? That if your parents were not around, you're going to stand for Jesus. There you know. If you say you're coming to church because mom and dad forced you to come to church, you have not met the Christ. At 17. Guess what? God's favor followed him. Who's sitting next to favor there? I got favor over here to praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Anyway, let's listen to this. Genesis chapter 39, verse 1. Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and an officer of Pharaoh's army bought him over. Verse 7. God blessed him so much, he became in charge of everything in his house. And then this daughter of Belial started eyeing this young man. Let's see what the Bible says. Verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. But he refused. And said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is, in other words, knows not what is with me in his house. He had committed all he had to my hands. Verse 9. There is none greater in his house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. Listen to what he said here, folks. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against? Did somebody hear me? Against? He didn't say against my master. Against God. This guy was probably 18 years old. Let me ask you somebody. Those of you who are older, in your teenage years, tell me what begins to happen to your hormones. Hey, some of you who are older, you are saying you are behaving like holier than thou. What happens to you when you are 17, 18 years old? Your hormones start going wild. But this man, he loved the Lord. He said, how can I do this against my God? He had a relationship
with God personally. When is the time most people get into this sexual immorality? Exactly that age. Amen? If you disagree with me, say, Peter, you're lying. I'm correct. Thank you, Papa. Some of you say, yeah, I've never been there before. But you know what? He stood. Listen carefully to what I'm going to read now. And verse 10. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph, day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her, or to be with her. In other words, he strategized his movements. He made sure he didn't come around her too. He made everything to make sure he didn't come. He said, when sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Praise ye the Lord. You will run into things in your life, situations that could be very compromising. Flee. Flee. I'm going to tell you a story. Let me go on. Do you know how long this thing continued that he said day by day? Do you know, let me ask us, Bible scholars, how long was Joseph living in Potiphar's house that the Bible called day by day? He was continually being lured into a sexual relationship with his master's wife. Do you know how long? We'll calculate it together. About 11 years. How many of us will stand the test of 11 years somebody trying to seduce you over and over? Listen to what the Bible said about Joseph. The guy, the Bible said, was handsome. Have you seen his handsome man? He's got six pack. Not 12 pack like me. He's got six pack and he's got the muscles. So when he chest out like this and wear those their robes, he's like, woo-hoo! That's what the Bible said about him. I'm not kidding you. So he had every opportunity without the master knowing. But he said, no. Why should I do this against my God? God bless you. Those of you that contend with the onslaught of the devil in this generation, God strengthen you. God cause his face to shine upon you for standing for righteousness in the face of adversity. In the face of these things glaring at you every day, day in, day out. Whether it's through the internet, through your professors, on TV, they cannot sell a product without selling it with nudity. I wonder why. And it came to pass, as Joseph went in this parlor day, this lady would not have anything. And what happened to him? He was accused. Wrongfully accused. What would you say and do when you are wrongfully accused of something you did not do? You will cry. You are 18 years old. Maybe 19 at this time. You say, how do I know it was? He was there for 11 years. He was taken slavery, 17 years old. He got to the palace. You should read this in Genesis 41. All is there. He got into the palace. He became the prime minister of Egypt at age 30. 17 minus 30 is what? 13. 2 years, he interpreted the dream of the butler and the baker, and the butler and the baker. He was sent to prison exactly 2 years. 13 minus 2, 11 years he was in Potiphar's house. How many of you, how many of us would fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life? Yours may not be that situation.
I know a brother who literally was killed because he was in a place where everybody else around him in Nigeria wanted to steal. I wouldn't have anything to do with it. They killed him. I left church, going home, they killed him. That was the end of the story. Then they started looting. He worked for the NNPC at that time. Some of you know him. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. He was sent into prison. But his character, his love for God, obedience for God's word, put him through. What happened to him? Eventually, he interpreted the dreams. And what happened? He became the prime minister. Think for a minute. Suppose he had failed the test. Would he have been able to save his family, his brothers, his nation? Could he have been switched? Could things have been switched around? And God would have raised another deliverer of his people? But he stood. Praise ye the Lord. His character was built on solid rock. You couldn't shake him. Sometimes the devil looks at ways, maybe your soft spot, to raise a dust in your face. Tell him, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. You can take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You can take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You can take the whole world, but give me Jesus. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I have a second part to this. About what happens when something happens to somebody. I say, this is out of character. Have you seen some people do things that's out of character? This is not the person I know. He didn't do this. We'll look at this in part two. God bless you. I want to pray for us. Pray for our young ones. Maybe you think somehow, sometimes you have failed. Your character flaws is glaring you in the face. My character flaws glaring me in the face. And sometimes people keep bringing back things of yesteryears that you have done. I said, Lord, please, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I did this. As far as the east is from the west, he's made us clean. Clean. Before my Lord, I stand, and in me, not one blemish does he see. When I laid all my burdens on him, he washed them all from me. Praise the Lord. I pray the Lord give us the grace every day in this race to stand for him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you because without you we can do nothing. What we are is because of you. We thank you for your grace upon our life. We thank you, Lord, because
Day by day, you will change us into your image so that we may be like the Christ. Melt us, mold us, make us anew. And preserve us, Lord, I pray, unto your appearing in the name of Jesus. Preserve us, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Confound the feebleness, Father. Strengthen the feebleness. Those that are cracking under the pressure of life's challenges, let there be lifting up. I pray in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for these young ones. I pray for all of us, families, husbands, wives. We all contend with different things in our life that sometimes weighs us down. Father, Lord, lift us up, O Lord. Lift us up, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus in every one of us. Cover us, O Lord. Cover us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we go out, as we come in, let us receive green pastures in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. We bless you and appreciate you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And everybody said, everybody said,